100 Syrian refugees were expected to resettle in Rutland this year. But if President Trump scales back U.S. refugee resettlement policy as expected, those resettlements might not happen. President Trump is signing three executive orders this week related to federal immigration policy. Stacey Blake is a spokesperson for the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants.
If what we're hearing is true, yes, that would be a full stop to the refugee program nationally.
Blake spoke to VPR from the Burlington International Airport, where she was boarding a flight to Washington, D.C. She says a draft executive order from President Trump appears to put a 120-day pause on the refugee program and puts an accompanying halt on the resettlement of refugees from Syria. Rutland City Mayor Chris Lurris has also concluded that no more Syrian refugees will be coming to Vermont.
We certainly recognize that the first two families who we welcomed will probably be the last two families.
Lurris called the signing of the executive order, quote, a bad day for America. And though it's uncertain if Rutland will have any more refugee families settled in the city, two families did arrive last week. VPR's Nina Keck had a chance to meet one of the families and filed this report.
Hazar and Hassam have barely spent a week in Rutland, but the couple was all smiles as we met in their host family's living room with an interpreter. They introduced their children, 9-year-old Layan and 7-year-old Mohammed. The couple asked me not to use their last names. They're new, they explain, and they want to be careful. I asked them what this last week has been like.
At first, like where we came here, and we were surprised by the very, very warm welcome by the people of Rutland. Ashraf and the mayor and Greg came and welcomed us. And since then, it never stopped. People are just welcoming us and asking how are we doing and helping us in every way.
The couple are in their mid-30s and had been living in Damascus until 2 years ago. Hazar has a degree in French literature, but says she wasn't working because the kids were young. Hassam, meanwhile, worked two jobs, as an accountant in the morning and as a sales representative for a medicine company in the evening. But they say their life in Damascus became unbearable.
The children were exposed to a lot of terror and the sound of bombs and the sound of bullets and the gunshots all day long. And we were like hiding and ducking underneath the windows and the tables all the time.
Hassan leans forward and tells the interpreter they wanted to find somewhere safe.
For your children?
Yes. I have family and children. My family.
The couple fled to Turkey, then applied for resettlement. That involved four separate interviews, two in Ankara and two in Istanbul, as well as multiple security checks. Then they waited. Both say that was the hardest part. They learned they were coming to America 5 days before they got on the plane. First, they were told they were going to Los Angeles, but at the last minute, that changed to Rutland. Hazar admits she was initially disappointed because she'd at least heard of Los Angeles. Now that she's met their host family, Greg and Maureen Schillinger, and their four children, she's grateful to be in Vermont.
But then when they arrived here and they got hosted by Greg and Maureen, they've been very, very, very happy, and they're a very wonderful family.
Layan and Mohammed haven't started school yet, but their parents say it'll happen soon. The children sit quietly until 11-year-old Michael Schillinger sets up a pair of mini hockey nets in the kitchen. Soon, all three kids are playing hard in their stocking feet. Greg Schillinger watches from the nearby dining room. Kids, he says, have a way of simplifying politics.
So often people talk about it in terms of policy or abstract idea, and you know, and my question is, well, how many of these people do you know? I know four of them, and it's a loving mother and a caring father and two kids who just love to play games.
Hazar and Hassam say they still have close family back in Syria, which is hard.
So I try to call them as much as I can, but most of the times they don't have electricity, so it's really hard to get a hold of them.
When I bring up President Trump's plans to halt resettlement for Syrian refugees, Hazar nods. She's been checking her phone to see posts from friends she knows are waiting to resettle. Looking up from her phone, she says through her interpreter, "You can't imagine what it's like. Some of these families have been waiting 3, 4, 5 years, only to have everything stop overnight." For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.